This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Lankartner. We're going to be talking about the next thing coming up with the ASO, and it's going to be, as always, with every single concert, another dynamite show that's going to be coming up. We're going to talk more about that, but first let me welcome in our guests. We have the Executive Director of the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, Libby Watson. Libby, so good to have you back on.
Well, it's good to be here, Dale. Thanks for having us here.
As well as we have the Conductor and Music Director of the ASO, Bruce Kiesling. And Bruce, so good to have you back.
Absolutely, Dale. It's great to be back with you.
All right. We've been having a lot of great concerts so far, and this is going to be kind of like the finale of them, right, Libby?
Yeah, this is the big closing concert for our 25-26 season, and we've titled it The Motown Sound, as we are welcoming a fantastic Motown tribute band to Dawson Auditorium on the Adrian College campus. The concert's happening Friday night, June 5th. Concert begins at 7:30, but come early because we're going to have that patio party just outside the Dawson Auditorium doors, and that's going to begin at 6:30. We'll have snacks, a cash bar, some music, gather with friends. We're planning on a beautiful night, of course.
Absolutely.
And so you'll enjoy that little pre-party, if you will, outside, and then come on inside for the concert. Again, this is Friday, June 5th at 7:30.
And get your tickets.
Get your tickets. They're available online at adriansymphony.org or by phone at 517-264-3121.
Well, if people have been listening to me, they know that the Motown sound is my music. And so I'm really excited about this concert that's going to be coming up, Bruce.
Well, we are too, for sure. And we really feel like this is like exactly the niche for Dale. And so we programmed it accordingly. But, you know, we often end the season, of course, with these great acts from the 60s, 70s, maybe 80s. And we've just had such great success with that. Again, we would emphasize, we don't use the orchestra for these programs. These are just kind of tribute bands of like 4 to maybe 6 or 7 people. But this year is special because we're going to have 14 people on stage. So it's going to be a very large production compared to what the great shows that we've always had. But this is going to be even bigger, even bigger, better, and a little bit of everything in this great era. You know, certainly Berry Gordy founded Motown Records right here in Detroit locally, and really on a pretty slim budget when he first started out, really defined a new era of American classic American music. And certainly we're going to be tributing 8 of those different artists from that era. So just some of people's absolute great, great songs. And one of the things I love about Motown music is how inventive they were.
Yes.
And so when you listen to some of the music, you know, like Tears of a Clown or some of the arrangements that Aretha Franklin used with French horns or Tears of a Clown with a piccolo and the bassoon, like they really utilized unusual instruments to create a really distinct and very, very catchy, you know, just the hooks for these songs sometimes were incredibly impressive and things that stay in our ear decades and decades later. So as I mentioned, a large group, and certainly we're going to have they're recreating the boy bands of that era and some of the girl groups of that era, complete with the choreography and the dresses and everything. So we're really pulling out all the stops for this program. So certainly Stevie Wonder, we'll have a couple of songs of him. I had the honor myself of performing with Stevie Wonder once.
No and, kidding.
At the Hollywood Bowl several years ago. Yeah, I was conducting the orchestra and he came in and it was great because he showed up to the rehearsal and he said, "So what song are we doing?" And we were like, we're going to do What's Going On. He's like, great. And he sat down at the piano. He was kind of guided to the piano, of course.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, what key are we doing it in?
Whoa.
And so it was just like whatever, you know, whatever he needed, we were like, oh, we're doing it in this key. He's like, great. And launched into it. It was amazing, really fantastic. And these are the kind of musicians, these incredible, versatile musicians who were just comfortable in these styles. Any key. He was just like, what song? He didn't need to prepare. You know, it's just like, what song are we doing? Okay, cool. What key? Because we all thought, oh my gosh, he has got no idea. But of course, he nailed it, and it was really, really wonderful. So there'll be a couple of his songs, and then, as I said, into the girl groups, and certainly the Supremes.
Oh, yes.
One of my favorite, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that the Supremes are kind of back in the popular culture consciousness now because of that great movie Dreamgirls that came out, which was inspired a bit by a Supreme.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, people read in more or less to it. They say, oh, that's definitely Diana Ross' story. And other people say, hey, well, you know, it's certainly fiction, but inspired by that. But again, this idea of this great girl group, amazing choreography. choreography, the dresses with all the sequins, and it was a really magnificent era, I think, in American music. And so we'll have a group of girls come out to recreate that. And then Marvin Gaye, speaking of what's going on, you know, that one of his fantastic hit songs, of course.
Right.
And then, as I mentioned, the boy bands of that era. You know, we think a lot about boy bands of the 80s, but certainly this was going on before that in the 60s with the Temptations. And they're another group, complete with the choreography that was really practiced. I mean, we know from the stories about the Jackson 5 growing up that the rehearsal regimen for these people was very extreme.
Yes.
And the expectations of how you were to dress and how you were to act and how you were to talk and how you were to dance, and that it was all very, very carefully choreographed to create this great look that was somewhat uniform across the Motown label, but at the same time allow these artists to be really distinct in that. So we just think that our audience is going to love this show for sure. And, you know, we think of this rhythm, this soul music, and the fantastic nostalgia. Like you said, you know, this music really resonates with you. You know, what are some of your favorite things? Because I bet we'll hit some of those between Marvin Gaye and the Temptations and the Supremes.
More likely, the Four Tops.
Yeah,
yes,
great, you know, stuff, for sure.
Great stuff.
And we just, you know, we've had family members already say we're going to be dancing in the aisles for this one. And this is one of the symphony concerts. Again, no symphony there, but one of the ASO concerts that people are really encouraged to participate in.
Yeah.
And with the patio party out in front, we think it helps to create a rather festive atmosphere. And as Libby mentioned, just the amazing weather that we have no doubt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We have ordered up for that day.
That's right.
And we've really been really pretty lucky in the past with great weather that day. And it's really just one of the funnest nights with the ASO for sure.
The thing is with the Motown sound, that it, exactly that's what it is, Bruce, that it was a sound. As soon as you heard it, you know that was Motown.
Right. It was the way the instruments were recorded, the way they were produced and mixed and everything.
Yeah.
It really had a distinct, you know, I think today we listen back on it and say, oh, that's an AM radio sound. And it, actually, I don't know that it was AM. It was early FM, though. And it just, the way it was kind of boxed in terms of how it was created. That's why you hear it right away. And it just, you know, something right away for Ain't No Mountain High Enough or some great song like that.
Oh, yeah.
That maybe you just, and you can hear it and feel it in the way that music was produced. And, you know, studies, we're talking about nostalgia, you know, studies with music talk about how playing music for people triggers all kinds of senses, not just our memory, but even smells.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for myself, when songs come on from a certain period in the 80s, when maybe I was in high school, I can remember the way the living room and the kitchen smelled when a certain song came on.
Sure.
In my case, Whitney Houston was mine. But, and I know that people associate these great memories and this great time of life. And just like people, they say, especially men, by the way, we tend to dress the way we dressed in high school and college for the rest of our lives. But studies say that about men.
Hmm.
But we also tend to really love that music that we listened to in high school and college.
Yeah.
And there are so many people who are fans of the ASO. And we've really found that this concert is the one that really brings people out to remember that era.
You know?
And I think if you went to symphony concerts, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you'd be hearing music of Glenn Miller and those great 40s and 50s. And now we're finding that our audience, you know, is really resonating with this period of the 60s and 70s. And we're so glad to present this program.
Absolutely. And, you know, such a great entourage that you got to be able to come to do this too, Bruce.
Well, like we said, we really had to, you know, get our ducks in a row to make sure we could, you know, make it work with our budget, because we really wanted a big production. And sure, a girl group would have been great. A guy group would have been great.
Yeah.
But when we came across this group that has both those things and all the musicians on stage with the baritone sax playing and the drums and all of that, we really think the production of this is really going to be at a different level than what are even the good shows that we've had. You know,
yeah.
We've had like a Beach Boys show and an Eagles show and a Neil Diamond show, all of which have been really spectacular. But I think our audience, everyone in the room is going to notice, wow, they really turned it up a step for this in a way that's going to make it a great kickoff for the whole summer.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I thank the ASO for being able to bring this group to Adrian to be able for us to enjoy. And again, I've got goosebumps just, you know, with Bruce talking about this, because this is my sound. This is my music. And so I'm really excited about this happening. And so people need to get their tickets right now, Libby.
Yeah, for sure. When I think of Motown, I just think of that upbeat sound, and it's so positive and just fun. So, yes, the concert's called The Motown Sound, and it's happening Friday, June 5th. Concert begins at 7:30, but come early and join us for the patio party just outside the doors of Dawson Auditorium on the sidewalk in the beautiful Adrian College campus. That patio party will kick off at 6:30 on the evening of Friday, June 5th. We will have snacks like popcorn, some music playing, and a cash bar will be set up there as well. So you can enjoy that and then come on inside for the concert that begins at 7:30. And we also, just last month, announced our new season for 26-27. So if you haven't already checked that out, you can check out, we'll have flyers there for next season available the night of the concert. You can place subscription orders, get those seats locked in for next year. We know it's just going to be another spectacular one. We're really excited about it. So tickets for this are available at adriansymphony.org online, or you can call the office at 517-264-3121. And if you just arrived for the patio party and you didn't have your tickets yet, you can come on up to the box office, and Ann will be happy to help you out with some tickets to the concert at that time. The box office will open at 6:30 that night. I have some folks to thank for their support. We have special funding that has helped us to secure this large group. Their name is the Motor City, the Motown Review, and that extra support comes from Chip and Cindy Moore and Adrian Insurance Agency. And we also, of course, want to thank the Stubnitz Foundation for the guest artist underwriting, the Lenawee Community Foundation, and the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, and, of course, Planewave Instruments and Observable Space for their season sponsorship. So many people coming together to make this entire season a reality, and we appreciate everybody's support.
And it's been a fantastic season too, Libby.
Yeah. It really has.
It really has. And some great concerts, great music, and ending things off with a Motown sound. Wow. You know, a dynamite season, Bruce.
Well, I'm so glad you think so. We certainly feel that way, and we know that everyone there is going to have a great time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. Look forward to talking about the upcoming season as well.
Yeah, and the Chamber Music Series is back again this summer.
That's
so
right.
We'll be talking about that as well. We'll have concerts each month over at Holy Rosary Chapel, so we're excited to see our fans throughout the summer season as well. But thanks, Dale, for having us.
And look forward to talking about the chamber music coming up, too. So, yeah. So thanks so much for being on the program, Libby Watson, the executive director. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the conductor and music director, Bruce Kiesling. As always, thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Dale. Glad to be here.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.